today I wanted to talk about a petition that is a petition called a petition for writ of habeas corpus. It's a class action that has been filed on behalf of all life sentence individuals in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania against Governor Tom Wolf, the counties of Pennsylvania, and the Board of Probation and Parole. In particular, we're raising two specific questions. One, we're asking the court, has a violation of the state and federal equal protection and due process clause occurred by permitting the sentencing of individuals convicted of first and second degree murder to a minimum numerical term while not permitting that same individualized sentencing for those similarly situated and sentenced under the exact same statutes? Now, with this first question, what we're asking the court is, according to their ruling in Batts, they stated that Pennsylvania is a state that supports individualized sentencing according to the offense and the offender. This means that when a judge looks at your situation, he has the ability to tailor the sentence to the circumstances and history of the individual that is convicted of a particular crime, and can tailor the sentence within a permissible range from a possible maximum to a possible minimum. Previously in Pennsylvania, under Rule 1102 or Sentencing Statute 1102, the courts previously stated that 1102 mandates a minimum of life and a maximum of life for people charged with first or second degree murder. With the recent second batch ruling, the court said, no, we're going back to individualized sentencing. We're removing a portion of the statute that barred us from giving a minimum, and we're now saying that we are supporting individualized sentencing, but they only applied it to the juveniles. What we're asking the court is, we're saying, well, wait a minute, in order for you to treat people who are similarly situated differently, you have to have statutory authority to do so. And we're not saying that juveniles are not different than adults. What we're simply saying is that, what is the definition of a juvenile, first and foremost? And we're saying that under Pennsylvania law, a person who is under the age of 21 is considered a juvenile statutorily under Pennsylvania law, but they stopped at 18 and set a minimum of 18 under the age of 18 in order to apply their ruling. And we're saying that's unconstitutional when, under the definitions of Pennsylvania law, it's to the age of 21. Secondly, in order to treat a juvenile different than an adult, the court had to revert them back into the legal status of a juvenile. They didn't do that because they said then they could only hold them until the age of 21, so they left them as legal adults. So when they left them as legal adults, so that meant that because they didn't revert them back into their legal juvenile status and they left them as adults, the question becomes, how can you leave them as adults and give them a new sentence with permissibility of a minimum and not apply that same situation to those who are also legally adults, who are beyond the age of 21? So there's a disparity here because the distinctions that are being made are things that are beyond what is statutorily permitted or permitted by law. So we're asking the court, is there an equal protection and due process violation occurring by selective application of the law? The court in the Supreme Court used a power called severance power. Severance power is where you remove a provision or wording of a statute that may be deemed to be unconstitutional when applied to a person or its application. But when you remove that application or you use that severance power, you're removing the statute itself. You're removing that part of the statute and not applying it at all. Now, so the question becomes, if you removed it for these particular individuals who are all similarly situated, if you're selecting out a group of people who are similarly situated and you're saying we're not going to apply the law to them, then how do you not apply that same principle to everybody across the board who are all in that same class? So what we're arguing is that, first and foremost, we want to know how the Supreme Court can selectively apply the severance power to a specific group who are legally all in the same class.